Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Adams joins the show at 1:20 on Tuesday as host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. BA, how are you?
Me.
Yeah, it's not Riley Green's fault. Now, it might be Luke Bryan's fault because Luke Bryan was there, and some Georgia fans were blaming him for bringing UGA bad luck. But you can't blame Riley Green, I don't think.
No, I'll probably start a few different places
the five big guys that are
from the
home.
A lot more blame to go around than the country musicians, that's right.
Yeah, blame whoever you want. I want to know this because, look, Ole Miss is good. We knew Ole Miss was good. They played incredibly well on Saturday, certainly played better than Georgia did. What part of it surprised you? Like, what part of the, in-game examples, maybe big picture, like, what part of what happened on Saturday in Mississippi surprised you?
Well, a little bit of a continuation of what has been in that, man, this offensive line is just so far from what they were supposed to be. And, I don't know what that's all about. I mean, in some cases it seems it's injury-related, not just the right guard with Micah Morris and Tate Rallage, but also the fact that Ernest Green, the left tackle, seems to be dealing with something, too, that Kirby Smart revealed yesterday. So some of this is injury-related. It seems like there's some weird communication stuff still going on where, I mean, when you have, like, these little cut-ups that everybody's showing of nobody from Georgia blocking somebody, I mean, to me, that speaks to it has to be a communication thing of they were just expecting to run the wrong play because you don't have five guys with on the same play, and it seems like there were at least a couple of instances Saturday where that happened. So, I mean, you know, or just maybe, you know, maybe we're just overrated to begin the year. But one way or another, that to me is the biggest story here, is this Georgia offensive line really got roughed up by a very good Ole Miss defensive front. But still, that was to a degree that was, I think, pretty surprising to me and probably a lot of Georgia fans, too.
What about the, not necessarily mechanics or anything I'm asking you about, but the regression of the quarterback? How much of the O-line do you think that is, B.A.?
Well, it has to have some part of that. But I also think, I mean, listen, Georgia would have a better offensive line if they used some of the NIL money they're paying Carson Beck to pay other offensive linemen, perhaps. So, I mean, you know, I don't mean to be crass, but, I mean, you know, I can't, like, just completely forgive Carson and say, well, if the offensive line was to be better, you know, Carson would be fine. I'm sure the OL's play has had some impact on Carson. But Carson was, and we spent all summer on the show talking about this, he was the face of this Georgia team of the offseason, a more quarterback-driven team than we'd ever seen Georgia be before. I think we definitely said that. We've, you know, kind of gotten together in the past before this season began. And so I can't excuse all of Carson's issues away just simply because of offensive line or whatever else. He still has his own share of the responsibility for this.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's thrown interceptions on first and 10 from clean pockets. I mean, I think what happened on Saturday, a lot of what happened on Saturday was the offensive line not protecting him and making his life hard. But, yeah, I mean, over the course of the season, I don't know. I think there's more to it than that. What does tonight's ranking mean as far as can you read into maybe the committee giving Georgia and Georgia fans a little bit of a hint as far as how they feel about them? Like, how are you viewing whatever Georgia's ranking comes out as tonight?
Well, I am interested in it. Now, I don't know that it's going to be all that definitive about what it might be towards the end because this committee just sort of changes its mind and just sort of does what it wants to do week to week and doesn't really offer much of an explanation for why they do it. But I do think that what we're going to find out is over the course of time, and obviously this comes from a self-serving place because it would benefit Georgia, but for all the talk of, you know, valuing who teams play and tough schedules and things like that, and that being an important criteria, we're about to see how true that really is, because for the most part, what the committee really has a history of doing is counting losses. And the no-loss teams get the benefit, the one-loss teams are sort of next in line, and the two-loss teams never really get the consideration, even if they lost two games because they were playing a much more difficult schedule. Well, Georgia is a team that if, you know, let's say it beats Tennessee on Saturday, and it beats UMass, and it beats Georgia Tech, and it's 10-2. I mean, that's not the season that Georgia fans wanted to have, but when you see what Georgia has done to this point in time, they've played more ranked teams away from home than they played home games. I mean, when you realize the actual heft of the Georgia schedule, you know, 10-2 in a roundabout way probably could be defined as a success. And when you've got teams like Indiana and Penn State and Texas, by the way, we haven't beaten a ranked team all year long, at least on this past week's CFP Top 25, then I do believe it means that Georgia ought to get additional consideration. I believe they probably will, but I don't fully trust the committee to do the right thing on this because they don't really have a history of doing what I would describe as the right thing.
B.A., what did you think about the – it is funny. It was funny to me. I was like, damn, that's just not a bad look. But your thought process and some of the dog fans that call your show about the young man dancing after the game on the field with the Ole Miss, with Ole Miss friend or whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was really bad, and I was kind of glad that Kirby Smart sort of gave the stern rebuke to that he did. Now, at the same time, I mean, you know, I forgive guys for driving too fast. Some will forgive this guy for, you know, dancing on, I mean, like, you know, it's still a young kid learning how to grow up, I guess. And so, you know, I don't necessarily want to condemn him necessarily, but I mean, and you know the locker room better than I do, Randy. You know, it's not good for locker room chemistry to have this guy who didn't play out there dancing around in what is kind of a dangerous situation in the game. Those field storms are wild, and that one on Saturday night was especially wild. And this guy's out there having the time of his life while the other guys are putting their, you know, during the game, putting their, you know, health on the line, trying to help their team win. I mean, I got to imagine there's probably some upset people in that locker room on the Georgia, you know, roster, and that's, I believe, why Kirby Smart spoke as harshly about it as he did.
What about Carson Beck smiling on the sideline? You care about that?
So So total honesty, knee jerk. I kind of don't love it. I mean, knee jerk, it kind of sort of feels like some of the body language stuff I've had an issue with on him. But at the same time, I mean, I'm sure there's probably, you know, small clips of me or video of me that could maybe not, you know, be portrayed the way I'd want it to be. I'm sure a lot of people could say that. And, you know, and in a roundabout way, you know, I guess I want to try to extend some generosity and some grace there of, you know, it's like he got caught smiling. You know, it could just be that's the way the video made it seem. Sometimes short videos are somewhat misleading. I know the guy that he was talking to, Jaden Rashada's father, has kind of come out and sort of defended, you know, that exchange a little bit. And, you know, maybe that's the fair reading of that of, you know, hey, you know, you can't necessarily punish a guy from smiling, but it obviously goes along with what has not been a great body language year for Carson Beck, probably, if we're being honest.
What you think about this week, NBA? I mean, Tennessee, I mean, their defense line is damn near just as good, maybe better, or equal to what they just came off. And this team can run the football better than Ole Miss did. So what do you think as far as the Dogs going into Saturday?
Yeah, so I think two things. Thing number one, as you said, this is a Tennessee team that is not, for people that don't watch the games closely, this is not like 2022 Tennessee where they're scoring 50 points a game, but they're allowing 55 points per game. This is a team that's a little bit more about defense and running game than it's ever been for Josh Heupel before. And for Nico, who got all the attention as the sort of NIL quarterback, he's really, even when he's healthy, which I, you know, we're going to see if he is on Saturday night, he really hasn't having that great of a year. So this is definitely a little bit of a different kind of Tennessee team. That's the first thing. The second thing is this, which is, and we always do this, I mean, Georgia fans are, you know, do this, probably every college football fan does this. The only thing that Georgia fans can remember right now is how badly Georgia played against Ole Miss. And I get it. I mean, it was not good. And, you know, Georgia fans have a kind of what I would say is a pretty negative view on things at the moment. But a team that beat Clemson 34-3 can absolutely beat Tennessee at home on Saturday. And a team that handled Texas on the road can absolutely beat, you know, Tennessee at home on Saturday. And if Georgia does beat Tennessee at home on Saturday, which, by the way, they're favored to do, they're like 9.5-point favorites. If Georgia does what it's expected to do and beat Tennessee on Saturday, then I do think it stabilizes this conversation. I don't know how much of this y'all are getting, But, you know, for me on my show, which is obviously, you know, Georgia-centric, you know, right, Georgia saturation, Georgia fans are pretty upset right now. But yeah. If you can beat Tennessee, I think it's a much more calm conversation, and Georgia's kind of right back with a lot of its end-of-season goals still intact.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. I also think, like, that the anger is understandable given the way that they got beat on Saturday. Imagine what the anger would be if it was still a 14 playoff. Because if it was still a 14 playoff, that's it. Like, that does you in historically. With the 12-team playoff, now it sort of seems like the two-loss games are the ones that people are treating as playoff.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Games. Is that how, I mean, obviously, I think we are, maybe, I don't, you can tell me if you are. Do you think they look at it this way on Saturday as well?
Well, Kirby has said that they're not doing that, although Lane Kiffin last week said when they lost to LSU, what Kiffin said in his postgame press conference after beating Georgia was he told his team, congratulations, you're in the playoff. Every game now for the rest of the year is essentially a playoff game. And so Kirby has said that they're taking a different tack in terms of not trying to treat it like it's an elimination game, things like that, although we would all sit here and say, boy, it certainly has the look of being that. And the interesting thing about that, too, is that over the course of years, Georgia may have been the team hurt by the 14 playoff as much as anybody because, you know, they had like 2018 and some years like that where they probably finished number five, could have perhaps been
last
in.
Year.
Yeah, last year's another example of that, too. That's a really good example of that, too. So, you know, if the 12-team playoff does work to Georgia's benefit this year, there's probably, a certain poetic justice to that because, you know, they were kind of the first team left out of the 14 playoff. A handful of times, it seems like.
I don't want to be prisoner of the moment because I know Saturday didn't go the way that Georgia wanted it to, and it was fairly lopsided in the end. Taking that in context and thinking about the totality of the games that they've played, do you feel like they're getting better? Like, do you feel like it's a team that's improving from the beginning of the season till now?
Not really. I mean, I feel like it's a team that has sporadically played really well for different points of the year, but it's not happening based on a very sensible arc. It's not like they're slowly but surely getting better. They were sporadically very good against Texas. They were really good in the second half against Clemson. And, I mean, like right now, they're not doing anything well offensively. They're not throwing it. They're not running it. They're not really blocking it. Like, I mean, they're not really doing anything well offensively. So, at least the last couple of weeks, they haven't. So, you know, that kind of, you know, injures any chance of, boy, they're just showing improvement. I mean, they really are not showing sort of week-to-week improvement that started in September and continues into November. But off and on, they have been pretty stellar at times. And so that potential, of course, still remains.
B.A., we appreciate it,
you,
as always. Thank you.
Yeah, fun to be with you guys.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.